big names that everybody in the world recognizes. They don't write their own books. They've got other things to do. They're traveling, they're speaking, they're having meetings. They don't have time for that. I had a client come to me with a beautiful story idea, and I said, "Why don't you write this yourself? I can just coach you and you can write it." And he said, "I run a law practice. I can't do this and run my law practice." So yeah, there's a place for it. Absolutely. So what are some of the common types of conflict you've seen in the stories that you've ghostwritten? And I'm talking about real conflict in real life that then translates into fiction.
Well, I'll say the biggest one is probably that Amy book one, the empowerment erotica novel. Although I can comment on some other fiction that I have ghostwritten and worked on. But the empowerment erotica novel was co-created with Jeremiah James, who approached me with this story. And it is very much